You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba at 1200 watts.
Radio. Welcome to episode 22 of Sound Companions here on UMFM. I'm your host, Joel Trenman. On Sound Companions, each episode we explore one record from the 1960s through the 80s alongside a match from the 90s or 2000s based on a shared theme. I play songs from each album, chat about them, and then add on some related tracks for further context. I'm here live in studio today, and the theme of today's episode is Taking Pride in Your Camp. It's a celebration of Winnipeg Pride Festival 2026, which has now kicked off a couple of days ago, runs from May 29th to June 7th. We're going to go with a couple of pretty big stars today to start off the show. The two albums that we're going to look at are Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. That goes back to 1973. Fast forward 50 years, 2023, Chapel Roan put out The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. So that made a lot of waves and is still getting Chapel Roan a lot of touring success right now. The big link between these albums is the freedom that both artists feel to just embrace a camp art style, and both in their music and in the way that they perform. We'll kick it off, as we like to hear, with the older album, and I've got my vinyl copy of Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. The first two songs on side one are called Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding. They're often performed together as one, and that's how I'll play them for you today. Thanks for tuning in to Sound Companions. Crackle, crackle. Thank you. Welcome back to Sound Companions. Elton John really rocking out there with the opening two tracks from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Funeral for a Friend, going right into Love Lies Bleeding. Those tracks were the very first two that he performed to kick off his set, the one time that I had the pleasure of seeing Elton John live. This was in a field outside of Nashville, Tennessee, at a huge festival called Bonnaroo that you might be aware of. It was very close to exactly 12 years ago, Bonnaroo 2014. Elton John did a festival ending set at the largest Bonnaroo stage, which is called the What Stage, I believe. And I was about three quarters of the way back in a sea of roughly 50,000 people. What an experience. It was kind of like, oh, is he just going to play all of his greatest hits at the beginning of the set? And then as time went on, it became clear. It's like, oh, Elton John just has a catalog of like 20 greatest hits very easily. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road came out in 1973, as I mentioned. Elderly or, you know, conservative of a publication that Rolling Stone may be, they say this is the 112th album of all time in their interesting, but of course could not possibly be all-encompassing or complete list of the 500 greatest albums of all time that they put out and refresh periodically. That goes back to 2020 when it was ranked 112th. This album has a lot of nostalgia for childhood and or for, you know, a culture that was on its way out, as you can kind of guess from the title. And it's quite musically diverse. We'll get into a couple of more tracks from that album. But first, speaking of musical diversity, we'll play the opening two tracks from Chapel Rowan's release, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. The opening two are called Feminomenon and Red Wine Supernova.
Same old story time again. Got so close, but then you lost it. Should have listened to your friend about his girlfriend back in Boston. You sent him pictures and playlists and phone sex. He disappeared from the second that you said, let's get coffee, let's meet up. I'm so sick of online love, and I don't understand why can't it.
Can you play a song with a fucking beat?
Hit it like rum pom pom pom. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon. Hit it like rum pom pom pom. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon.
So let's say it's working out. You pretend to love this mother like
hit it like, get it hot, like a bitch. Dude, can you play a song with a fucking beat?
Hit it like rum pum pum pum. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon. Hit it like rum pum pum pum. Get it hot like Papa John. Make a bitch go on and on. It's a feminine phenomenon.
Ladies, you know what I mean. And you know what you need. And so does he. But does it happen?
No.
But does it happen?
No.
What we really need is a
feminine phenomenon.
A what?
A feminine phenomenon.
Hit it like rum pom pom pom.
Get it hot.
Get it hot like Papa John.
Make a bitch
go on and on.
It's a
feminine phenomenon.
Hit it like
rum pom pom pom.
Get it hot
like Papa John.
Make a bitch
go on and on.
Did you hear me? Play the fucking beat.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the armed forces, RCMP, and federal public service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Welcome back to Sound Companions. You were just listening to Chapel Rowan with the opening two tracks from The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. Today on Sound Companions, we're doing a show in celebration of Winnipeg Pride Festival 2026 by playing some artists that released these albums 50 years apart. It's fascinating to see and hear how the culture has changed and moved over that time, how the contours of pop music have evolved, and just to hear the difference in the level of self-expression. Chapel Rowan started her career longer before this album. She first started recording back in 2017 and became pretty popular with the single Pink Pony Club originally, going back to 2020. But it was more of a, underground popularity at that point, and it took a few years to really come closer to the mainstream over the past year or two. Chapel Rowan got her stage name and persona after being inspired by David Bowie and the Ziggy Stardust character, which kind of goes back to around 1972, close to the time of Elton John's sort of popularity and the release of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road in 1973. We're going to play that title track now. It's the first song on side two of this double album. Let's see what the crackle level is on this side. Hopefully it wasn't too difficult for the listeners out there. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Bye. Drunker than a barrel full of monkeys, and my
Man, I don't know if Elton John was a fighter, but that song is unquestionably about going down to the pub for a Saturday night piss up. And I, for one, would really like to kind of get in a time machine and go back to those late 60s, early 70s, kind of, you know, pub culture in the UK. Just go for a few beverages with Elton John. That was Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. That was the first single from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. However, it doesn't appear until side four, the second of the double albums, second track on side four. There's not much that I can tell you about Elton John that wouldn't be better served by, you know, reading a biography or, you know, looking him up. Just an icon in terms of 20th century culture in particular, and one of the highest selling artists of all time. The internet tells me that Elton John has put out 32 studio albums, which is a shocking number. And maybe there are more to come. It's hard to say. He has said that his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour that took place over around 5 years from 2018 to 2023 was his retirement tour. You know, if you add up all those shows over all those years, it's kind of easily got its space as the highest selling, highest grossing tour of all time. At that time, it's probably been eclipsed by Taylor Swift with the Eras Tour or a similar artist, especially with the prices of tickets these days. Can you imagine? It'll be easy to set records at this point. So if Elton John retired in 2023, that's when Chapel Rowan really took off with the release of her album. And we'll play, let's see. Actually, what makes a nice sense to play here is an earlier track from Chapel Rowan. It's called Good Luck, Babe.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with the arms.
Chapel Roan with Good Luck, Babe. That's a single that came out in 2024. And it's definitely almost a bridge between 1980s Elton John and the sort of bubblegum pop, dance pop, synthwave of the newer Chapel Roan style. It's fitting now to do a cover. So what sometimes works on Sound Companions when we are looking at two albums is that if you get really lucky, maybe the newer artist might cover the older artist. So here's Chapel Roan with her version of Elton John's Your Song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. And if I was a sculptor, but then again, no, a man who makes potions in a traveling show. No, it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is this song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, but the sun's been quite kind. Well, I wrote this song, it's for people like you that keep eternal. So excuse me for kidding, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. thing is what I really mean. Yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but know that it's
darling, what took you so long? I've been waiting for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rue, but I did buy you these.
Well, they better be from Tiffany's. Let me see, honey, because I don't... Oh. Are the diamonds inside?
There's no diamonds. Oh, Rue, oh, don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. You take the weight off.
Well, Elton John has become known in his late career for some duets, and there he took on a sort of remix style duet with drag superstar RuPaul, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Before that, Chapel Rowan covering Elton John with Your Song. To close off the show today, we'll play at least one local artist. Let's see what we can fit in here. This is Rain Hamilton.
Heavy lifting of the soul, it's when to rock and when to roll. All the senses here combine to tell me to pay attention to the news, to talk show headlines with the clues of how to be and how to stay courageous. Tell me, oh, kept me safe, to all that led me to the place where I can let it go and let it lie. I thank you by my maker's hand, knowing what I did not know, that I might stand here willing to receive it. Oh, that I'm within. And what if I could hold you there and comfort to your tried and loving heart that will come to know the difference? The points of light that amplify, that resonate, a sympathetic thought, the kind of thing that tears the walls down. Oh, when the night has come, and oh, the night has come, and love has come for me, has come.
Welcome back to Sound Companions on 101.5. That was Rain Hamilton from their incredible release, Brave Land, the opening track, Love Has Come For Me. Thanks for joining us today. The Pride Festival 2026 here in Winnipeg is underway. There will be events all through this coming week, culminating in the Pride Parade next Sunday, June 7th. You can check out details at pridewinnipeg.com. And you can check out umfm.com and find the Sound Companions page to look at this playlist and find past episodes of Sound Companions. Next week, we will be joining forces with Stephen from Ripped Hat Blues Show. Unfortunately, Stephen's not in the studio today, but next week we are planning a joint show that has now been delayed and rescheduled a couple times. But next week, those of you who are Ripped Hat fans, tune in at 5 o'clock, an hour early, to hear both of us going through some of our favorite blues tracks, blues influences, talking about the evolution of blues over the decades, and kind of going through a number of different favorites in a different blues song categories. Once again, thanks for listening to Sound Companions, and have a great evening.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
There's no feeling like a prairie wind rolling warm and strong, and there's no festival like Prairie Wind Music Fest bringing it all to life in song.